But I want to share with you something this morning that the Lord has laid on my heart over the last 2 weeks. If we miss the heart of God, we miss everything. If we miss the heart of God, we miss everything. And you know, over the last 2-3 years, we focus a lot on the supernatural, on healing. I think more than 100 people got physically healed over this last week in our team and other teams. Also, people were touched and healed and set free. So more than 400 people healed over the last just over 2 years. So God's doing great things, but I know God spoke to me, said, if you miss my heart, you miss everything. You miss everything. And I sense this is what God wants to do this morning. He wants to pour his compassion into our hearts. He wants to touch us like we haven't been before. Before we went on this trip, I was praying and I saw a vision, picture, mental picture that I know was from God. You know the account of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey and everybody celebrating and cheering? You know that story? In this picture, in this vision, I saw the donkey walking. Everybody cheering. But no Jesus. No Jesus. I was like, God, what are you trying to tell me? And I felt God saying, this is my church. This is my church. The action, the celebration, the excitement, all those things, but Christ isn't present. And so I was praying, say, God, oh, please, I don't want to be just a donkey going for a walk. Because I know I'm just a donkey. But with you, it's an invasion of God into a city. And I believe that's what God wants to do. He wants to bring his presence back to his church. He wants his presence to rest upon your life and my life. He wants us to become an invasion of a city because he is with us. The time of just donkeys walking around without him is over. I am like, so God, I want your presence. I want you. I want you. I've never seen God move as he has this past 2 weeks. A week we were in Argentina. I've never seen anything like this. But I found that there are two keys. The one key is his presence. You see, when God is present, all things become possible. When he is present, that is his heart. The heart of the Father is to be present. He's not an indifferent, uncaring Father that's far away. He's a caring, loving Father that's present. He wants to be present in your life. When he is present, all things become possible. He is able. And so the first evening we had a leaders' meeting in the church. We ministered a church of about 300 people. Incredible worship, incredible heart for God, incredible heart for people. But they have never seen miracles happen in their church. Never. Never. They say it is unheard of for us to pray for someone and they say the pain has disappeared. Unheard of. Beautiful people. We have fallen so in love with these amazing people. They're like family. I've made a blood brother for life. The pastor is about my age. Incredible. It's such a God connection. Such a God connection. Last year back from India, I just felt God say, go to Argentina. And connected with them. First evening, there's 40, 45 people, leaders. And they receive us just before we went to minister. The pastor took my hands in his house and he just prayed with me and said, Father, we receive. We receive what you have placed within these people. We receive them. As he prayed, I felt something shift in the spirit. As if the gates opened. I ministered on healing to the 40, 45 of them. We estimate about 17 of them were physically healed and came forward and testified. They've never had a miracle in their church. They've never had a healing miracle. The senior pastor, his knee was healed. So he was jumping around like a child. Look at this. Look at this. I was thinking, slow down, you're going to injure yourself. So every time someone shares, the one lady, an American lady, came forward and she had back pains for years. She has been many operations to try and sort out the pain. She was instantly healed. Well, two or three times I prayed and then she was healed. Instantly healed. And sharing and testifying. The Lord so touched them. And there was just, that was the warm-up meeting on the Friday night. Just God was just moving, touching them. But we're praying for people that were weeping under the power of God. They were so, so touched by God. God was just in the house. God was there. I've realized over the last few weeks, I'm just a donkey. Now, I've preached go get the series about sonship. Revive. We spoke about sonship. Yes, you're a child of God. You're a child of the King. But I've realized I am just a donkey. But with God, we become an invasion of a city. So let's just say it quickly. Let's really psych you up. I'm just a donkey. It's amazing. I want to read you just a passage, a portion of scripture, just to set the stage. Matthew 21, verse 1 to 9. God has need of donkeys. God has need of donkeys. What does he want to do with donkeys? I'm just going to read it, even though the screen is not on yet. It says, now when they, just Matthew 21, verse 1. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. Isn't that amazing? Jesus, what would you want to do with donkeys? So there was a donkey and a colt, mama donkey, baby donkey, colt, and it says, and the Lord has need of them. Let's say it. The Lord has need of them. The Lord has need of donkeys. That's you. That's me. He has need of donkeys. Loose them and bring them to me. I feel God wants to loose some of us this morning and bring us to him. Verse 5, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. Your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Your king is coming. Let's say it, the king is coming. But how is he coming? He's coming lowly. He's coming with the lowly. He's coming with the humble. He's coming with the donkeys to invade a city. Then it says there, verse 6, so the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let's read that part together. Blessed. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now you need to remember that bit. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. The city was moved. The city was moved. You see, when Jesus rests on a donkey, cities are moved. And so they were saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Galilee, from Nazareth of Galilee. So I want to say to you this morning that your king is coming. Your king is coming. Your king is coming. Jesus is moving across the nations. He is moving. He is moving, but there's something that needs to happen for us to experience our King that is coming. The one thing is, be loosed and come to Him. What is that being loosed? I believe it speaks of the compassion of God. The compassion of Christ upon our hearts looses us. It sets us free of insecurities. It sets us free of our holding back. So the Saturday evening and the Sunday evening in Buenos Aires, they did a passion play in the public square. And then I had to minister at the end. I had to do an altar call and then call the people forward to give their lives to Jesus, etc. So I guess there was each evening, say at least 400 people, maybe more. But there were about 400 people, just people randomly from having walked by, many of them just strangers, just walking by and seeing this passion play. So they came to stand there. And the Sunday evening specifically, I had just so the love of God upon my heart. I was, even as I was making the altar call, the tears were just running down my face. And I just felt the Father wants to reveal how much He loves these people. And so both evenings I made the altar call, and probably about 70% plus of the people came forward. So there were just a few hundred people that came forward, and the presence of God was all over them. The people were weeping. People were coming to Christ. People were falling over under the power of the Spirit. The whole families were surrendering their lives to Jesus. It was amazing. God was in the house. And it was amazing. I was so blessed. It was like God was moving like I have never seen. And then I prayed for a little boy, 4-year-old boy. I have a picture of him. He was born lame. Now he, the most gorgeous little thing, I spent a lot of time on the Sunday evening praying for him and his mom, and they were just weeping, and the mom was weeping and praying for this boy, and it was just so touching my heart. He didn't get healed. He didn't get healed. But he had this incredible faith. Every now and again, as we're praying for him, he would say, "I can walk," in Spanish. "I can walk. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. I want to walk." So now I'm on my knees with this boy here. And I'm praying for Jesus to touch him. Because I know this is what Jesus did. Jesus raised the lame. He touched the lame. He had the blind see and the deaf hear. Oh, we had incredible. I mean, Rion led a lady, 88-year-old lady, for the first time she came to Christ. 88-year-old lady. That's just one of the stories of people being led to Jesus. But people were so touched, so moved. But as we left that place, as we were driving back, it's about a 40-minute drive or so, I was laughing. Wow, Jesus, I was crying. Surely, God, you have more. Surely you have more than this. If you were here, this boy would walk. And so I was weeping. The compassion of God was on my heart, crying out to God for the more. And then the next day, I felt God say to me that He's going to pour out sovereignly His Spirit upon me at some stage. And the next day, I had a bit of a cold, and so the team prayed for me in the team meeting. And as we were praying, suddenly the presence of God hit me. First time ever, I fell on the floor. And I was just, "Jesus, more. More of you. More of your presence." So many broken people. So many people addicted on drugs. So many people we spoke to. So many addictions. So many broken families. So many destroyed lives. So many sickness in people. So many stuff. God and Jesus, you're the answer. I'm just a donkey. I'm just a donkey, but with you, we can change cities. And so the Wednesday night, we had a healing service. And that afternoon, I was praying, and I was just praying for the evening. And I saw a vision. I saw a picture of an angel at that evening's meeting. I saw an angel, beautiful, massive angel. Gorgeous wings. And I saw this angel standing behind me on stage in this meeting, and I saw the wings just close, and I saw the healing presence of God going forth, and I felt God say, tonight, He's going to sovereignly heal people in the meeting. And so we went to the meeting, and you should have seen this. I have never seen or experienced such a reception by the leadership of a church. They embraced us. They were, this is the same church we've been building relationship now. They're on their knees, touching our feet, praying. Blessed are the feet of those who bring good news. Blessed. And again, I could see as they honored us, as they received us, something shifted in the spirit. So we worshiped, preached a message. The Lord started to give me words of knowledge, very, very clear things. I felt like people's, the front of their heads. I felt ears. I felt knees and the backs and things. And so the people started to come forward. And then I just released healing of the place. And the presence of God washed over that meeting of, say, 150, 200 people. 25% were visitors, unbelievers. And then I asked people, okay, if you feel better, raise your hand. And so people started to raise their hands. But I was a little bit afraid to not specifically ask. Because we haven't laid hands on them. We haven't touched them, you know. So I was like still, maybe they're making it up. And so I again told them, test your bodies. It was amazing. Then the grandmother of the pastor, the mother of the senior pastor, she's 76 years old. She was beaten by her father when she was younger than 10. Her father beat her to such an extent that she lost hearing completely in the one ear and 80% in the other ear. She only had 20% hearing in the one ear. She's had a hearing aid for 30 years. She took out her hearing aid and then started to scream, I can hear. I can hear. And then the meeting went wild. For the first time in 67 years, she heard without a hearing aid. 2 days later, she heard the rain for the first time in more than 60 years. And the presence of God started to move through that place like I have never seen. The one lady, unbeliever, she came forward. She had a tumor in her body. And she says, while we were just praying over the meeting, all the pain disappeared in the area of the tumor. So she still had to go and check it out. But she came forward, I prayed for her, and she fell under the power of the Spirit as God was touching her. And so other people, the pastor's wife was sitting on the balcony, and she had flu, and she was instantly healed. Just sitting up there, flu, boom, all the symptoms gone, healed. And so other people were healed, one by one, one by one. People were healed. It was incredible. Even later the evening, I told someone, I think an angel is here. And then suddenly four people fell over under the power of the Spirit. Weird? Yes. Awesome? Absolutely. It was amazing. The one lady, she's a Roman Catholic lady. She doesn't know Jesus. Her son brought her, prayed for her. And she committed her life to Jesus. She was so touched by the Holy Spirit that she was drunk in the Spirit. Have you ever seen someone coming to Christ, being so touched by the Spirit, she was completely drunk in the Spirit. We had to put her down as God was saving and touching her. I prayed for another young man. He didn't have a chest. And I was praying for him. I don't know who's who in the place. I was praying for him. Suddenly the Lord just told me, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. And then I asked him, well, do you know Jesus? And he said, no, he doesn't. Started to pray with him. And the presence of God flooded this young man. I've never experienced anything like it. He was weeping uncontrollably. It's like electricity was flowing through our bodies, touching lives, saving, healing. They were falling over. They were being healed. They were set free. Prophetic words were flowing. The full fivefold ministry was just flowing. But I realized that one of the keys is compassion. How desperate are we to love people? How desperate are we to see them set free? And so God is pouring out His Spirit upon us The churches there want us to come back, and they want us to come do a crusade next year. They say they will bring thousands. They want us to equip their churches, and they want us to preach and minister healing. The pastor emailed, he said, nothing is the same. Church of 300, blessed, spirit-filled, blessed church. They say nothing is the same after they receive this ministry and this encounter. Hallelujah. There's more. There's more, and I believe God wants to pour that out this morning. He wants to bring more. You see, I'm just a donkey. But with Jesus, all things are possible. I am not a miracle worker. But with Jesus, He does incredible things. He does incredible things. Loose them and bring them to me. The Lord wants to loose you with His compassion. Then He wants you to come to Him, that you may encounter Him and be set free forever. That's what the Lord told me over and again. Encounter me, and then release encounters over people. God wants you to encounter Him. There's more. There's more. I'm not settling for anything less. You know 1 Corinthians 13, love. We love to quote 1 Corinthians 13. We love to speak about love. Do you know the context? 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14. It's all about the gifts of the Spirit. It's all about the power of God. But He's saying if you miss the heart of God, you miss everything. You become a clanging cymbal. But it's not saying rather just love. It's saying no, have love at the center. And let the power of God flow. Let the power of God flow. How's your love? How's your love? I feel Jesus just telling me, love people. Love people. Love people. Love them. Just love them. Just love them. I'll do the rest. Get into my presence and love people, and I will do the rest. We have a prophecy, prophecies over this church, that the miracles in this house, it's going to be mind-boggling. But we will be known for our love. We will be known for our love. Miracles do not excite me. The love of Christ touching someone's heart, that excites me. A clinical miracle without the love of God is pointless, almost. Become a clanging cymbal. Let's say it. Jesus, I want Your compassion. I want Your love. Loose me. Loose me. So one of the things that we've seen was so powerful is this verse in Matthew 23, 37 to 39. It says, see, this is Jesus speaking. Your house is left to you desolate, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed donkeys. Jesus saying, guys, you're not going to see me. Your house is desolate. It's empty. You won't see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Honor. You see, you are a gift to the body of Christ. Let's say it. I'm a gift. God has hidden inside of you incredible treasures. Incredible treasures. It's hidden on the inside of you. And it's through saying, blessed is he or she who comes in the name of the Lord, that you release that gift that's on the inside. You see, the way this church received us, they haven't placed us in a box. They haven't said, well, you're just ordinary nobodies. They didn't put us in a little box. They said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed. That's what they received us in the Spirit. And it shifted something in the Spirit. I want to say to everybody here this morning, there is a gift in you. And it's just waiting to be unlocked. Through what? Honor. Become a blessed donkey. Yeah, just a donkey. Ordinary. Not much here. But if you treat me like a gift, you're going to see Jesus. If you treat me like a gift, if you treat one another as a gift from God, you will see Jesus. Let's say it, see Jesus. You will see Jesus. And that's my prayer for us as a community, for us as a church, to cast off old ways of thinking, old ways of dishonoring one another. Honor is to value. Honor is to say, Stephen, you're such an anointed man of God. I want to draw out that gift from within you. I know if you pray for me, I'll get healed. Because I see Christ in you. You see, God is raising up a new generation of people. I felt they spoke to me this while we were away. I'm raising up a new generation of people who will not draw people to themselves, but will draw people to Christ. I am not the miracle worker, but I can release miracles in you. I can help you believe by the power of the Spirit. I can help you to become a miracle worker in Him. That's what God. God wants His church to be powerful, glorious, loosed. Loosed. In Jesus' name. Just one more verse. It says, blessed. Let's say it. Blessed is He. No, no, one back. Blessed, let's say it, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let's break out of this Western culture of dishonoring and undervaluing one another. When Christ lives on the inside of us, let's ask God to give us new eyes to see one another differently. And we're going to see incredible things happening. The next verse. It says in Matthew 10:40, he who receives you receives me. Isn't that amazing? Jesus saying, he who receives you, a believer, a child of God, he who receives you receives Christ. Receives Christ. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man, in the name of a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man's reward. So if you treat him as a prophet, prophet's reward. If you just downscale the person to as a nice guy, you're going to get a nice guy reward. We don't worship people, but we honor the gift of God in people. We honor the gift of God in people. And this is my heart's desire, that every person in this church would find out who they are in Christ. It's a discovery of who you are and what you already have in Christ. That's Christianity. It's the discovery of who you are and what you already have in Him. And so God wants you to discover who you are. The person next to you can unlock your destiny if we believe in one another. You see, it's one thing to say, I love you. It's another to say, I don't only love you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in Christ in you. And then it says, he who receives a righteous man, name of a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man's reward. And then the last bit there. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of the disciples, surely I say to you, but shall no means lose his reward. You and I can determine the reward. We can create a heavenly greenhouse in this church, where all things become possible. All things become possible. You need deliverance, you need freedom. Well, God's in the house because we've created an environment. We've created an environment. I believe God wants us to become a God community where all things become possible. Hallelujah. Church of blessed donkeys. A church of blessed donkeys. Humble but powerful. Small but changing the world. Changing the environment. That is God's heart. Let's say it. I'm a blessed donkey. Sounds weird. I know. I am a blessed donkey. I'm not going to touch His glory. But His glory is here to set people free. His glory is here to change lives. While we and the team, while we were praying for people, the Wednesday night, The people would share how they experienced fire on that areas of their bodies, but the team would also feel fire on their hands. It was like the presence of God was just so tangible, so life-altering. And I believe God is saying that He wants this in East London. He wants revival here in East London. He wants revival in your heart and in my heart. And He wants it to spread to the nations. God is wanting to pour out His fire upon our lives. Let's say it, I am a carrier of the fire of God. I am full of the compassion of Jesus Christ. And that is opening the sluice gates of heaven over our lives. Father, we thank You right now just for the fire of God to descend upon Your people. Lord, stir us, awaken us, touch our eyes, Lord, to see. Touch our eyes to see how You see, God. All things become possible when we believe. So, Father, we pray that this will begin to happen in our lives and in our hearts and in our mouths. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord and is just our brother or sister in Christ. Blessed is she who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed. Blessed. So God, we welcome You here right now. God, come and unlock our hearts. May we no longer settle for anything less than the fullness of Your compassion. Thank You, Jesus, You heal the deaf. Thank You, Jesus, that You cause tumors to disappear. Thank You, God, that You heal backs and broken hearts and messed up lives. Thank You, Jesus, that You are faithful and You are here right now, releasing the gifts of the Spirit over our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, let Your kingdom come. Let revival, we declare revival is now. Revival is now. It is finished. It is done. It is finished. It is done. God, let Your kingdom come. In the name of Jesus, we receive. Loose us. Loose us. Remove every cynical, unbelieving thought from our hearts and minds. Set us free, God. Loose us with Your compassion. Loose us with Your compassion, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we lift You high. We lift You high. Thank You, God, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Thank You, God, for this incredible, incredible good news. Incredible, incredible good news. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come, Father. Your Father heart revealed to us in Jesus' name. Amen.